You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, look beyond. Let's take a look at 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So here we can see Apostle Paul witnessing to what the Lord has done for him and how he used to be versus where he was in that moment. How the Lord looked beyond his faults, being a blasphemer, being a persecutor of Christians, being one who was violent. And he did these things out of ignorance, not knowing, thinking what he was doing was right, until he had this encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus. Then he went from Saul to Paul. Everything changed for him. God began to use this for ministry purposes. So Apostle Paul sharing here in 1 Timothy, look, he considered himself the chief sinner. And if the Lord turned things around for him, then those that have not done the things on the level where he saw himself as chief sinner, that were maybe considered less in the area of sinning, could be turned around as well. Giving others hope. It's not about when you get everything together, then give your life to Christ. Come as you are. And the Lord will show you the way. The Lord will clean you up. The Lord will use you for his glory. Look beyond is relative to looking beyond the faults that are present in the moment. Does not mean those faults will remain. God loves us so much that he will look beyond the areas and look into our hearts. Know what's needed. See what's needed and focus on that need. And his love and his reshaping and his remolding and opening blind eyes and removing the scales and allowing us to see things for what they are. No longer blinded by the sinful ways, blinded by the sinful things, but in the things that keep us in a place operating ignorantly, not knowing, lack of understanding, lack of knowledge, but coming into the truth, coming into the knowledge of the truth of who God is. And just as Paul gave this word to share, this is what I was. This is where God found me. And this is where I am now. This is what he did for me. And here's my moment of transparency. As I was in prayer, this is what the Lord gave me. Look beyond. And when he said it, it registered within me to know, okay, I know the area he's referring to. And this is a reminder that as we are being a light, and as we are being used by the Lord, not to forget, just as Paul shared where he used to be, how things were in the condition and the state where he had this encounter with the Lord, and how the Lord, even in this state he was in, was patient, his patience with them, his love. We are to look beyond the faults as we are being used by the Lord and not focus on the faults we may see outwardly in others, but focus more so on the need that is present. A lot of times, individuals that may be dealing with different things, worn with different things, and they don't know how to maneuver in this particular situation or maneuver in the season with something that is different, something that is unfamiliar to them. There could be anger present, and that anger really is stemming from fear. There could be doubt present, and that doubt is there because it's stemming from a long history of disappointment and unbelief, dealing with different people, places, and things, that situations and circumstances that have just left an individual in a place of being hopeless, being full of doubt, and really is stemming because of unbelief. Then there may be worry present, and that worryation, that worry that is there, is because it's stemming from pressure, stress. And we as believers in Jesus Christ are to look at the need that's there. What is the word that the Lord will have you share in that moment? What is something encouraging that could be shared in that moment? Lifting others up in prayer. Sometimes it's praying with them, and sometimes it's praying for them in your own time as you're praying. Lifting them up in that moment in prayer. So when it comes to look beyond, we should look beyond the faults. And remember, we ourselves, before coming into the knowledge of who God is, we ourselves, before giving our life to Christ, we ourselves, remembering those things that we once struggled with, remember those things that we once warred with, remember those things that had us bound, because that's how we're able to have compassion in the moment when our eyes see spiritually what one may be warring with, when we hear based on what's being shared in the moment of the struggle is real, of the thing that somebody may be tossing and turning over, stressed over, frustrated, vexed. Let us not forget, just like Paul, that we ourselves once had some things that we were ignorant in. We ourselves did things that we thought were right in that particular moment because we did not know better. But when we were taught and came into the truth of who God is, and accept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, He did the cleaning up. Wasn't us. He did the cleaning up. We gave our yes. And here we are. As the Lord is using us to do the work. Let us too look beyond the things someone may be battling with. The things someone may be warring with. This is not turning a blind eye. But this is having laser focus on the need. And not coming from a judgmental viewpoint. But focusing on the need. Anger says there's fear. That's just an example. To not always look at what may be exhibiting itself, but what's the root of what's being displayed. So let us remember, just as the Lord has looked beyond our faults and loved on us and been patient with us and cleaned us up and worked with us and brought us to a place out of where we used to be, brought us out of a dark place, brought us out of a place of being blind. And now He's given us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart of understanding. Let us have compassion and look beyond to see the need of what may be present in someone else in that moment. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that are in a place of warring with some things, trying to find their way, trying to figure things out, not knowing how to navigate in this unfamiliar place that they have now found themselves in, that God, may whoever you have assigned in this moment to assist, to bring forth your word on this journey that they have now entered into. That Lord, the one that you're about to use to assist in this, God, may they be reminded to look beyond and just focus on the need. See the need that is there. The need for them to be prayed with, the need for them to be prayed for, the need for them to know who you are. That your word will come forth, that patience is present, your love is present, and that it is your grace and your grace alone, God, is how we all can keep getting up, moving forward, and trusting in you because your grace and your mercy is sufficient. And that, Lord, the one that is struggling, that their need be met as they come into the knowledge of who you are, Lord, knowing that just as Paul had his encounter and once was something other than who he became to be, that they too have a story and have a new chapter that is to come forth. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.